In our gospel for today, Jesus Christ chastises the lawyers who are supposed to be expert in the Jewish law, for they have taken away the key of knowledge. They were not true to their calling to bring others to God, but they lead the people away from the truth, from God. They hindered people to come to God by doing things for their own advantage. Because of that, they failed to recognize how God was at work with Jesus. My brothers and sisters, there are also times that we don't recognize Jesus through other people. We fail to acknowledge Jesus through our neighbors who need our prayers, help, and care. So let us learn from St. Ignatius of Antioch, the feast we are celebrating today. St. Ignatius is the second bishop of Antioch, Syria, a disciple of St. John the Beloved. He was consecrated bishop with the Apostle Peter, the first pope, around the year 69. He is a holy man defending his faith and the church through his right teaching, orthodoxy, and right practice, orthopraxy, among the early Christians. In the year 107, during the reign of the brutal Emperor Trajan, Ignatius was wrongfully sentenced to death because he refused to renounce the Christian faith. He was taken under guard to Rome, where he was to be brutally devoured by the wild beasts in a public spectacle. During his journey, his travels took him through Asia Minor and Greece. He made good use of the time by writing 7 letters of encouragement, instruction, and inspiration to the Christians in those communities. It was Bishop Ignatius who first used the term Catholic to describe the whole church. He wrote to the Romans, "I no longer take pleasure in perishable food or in delights of this world. I want only God's bread, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ, formed of the seed of David. And for drink, I crave his blood, which is love that cannot perish." St. Ignatius of Antioch taught us that even in danger of death, we must defend our faith. He recognized the need to teach and formed the first Christian communities to make them closer to God, not away from God. So my dear brothers and sisters, unlike the Pharisees and lawyers who hindered people to come to God, let us bring others closer to God by our good example, words, and deeds. Like St. Ignatius of Antioch, let us live our faith every day, even if other people ridicule, persecute, or laugh on us, even if it leads us to our own martyrdom. Let us bring the banner of Christ, the banner of love, care, mercy, and compassion to anybody, anywhere.